It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bachelor in Paradise is back tonight at 8 on ABC.
ABC Tonight.
I am in paradise.
All your favorite bachelors and bachelorettes pack their baggage.
Bring on the men.
And head for their last resort.
This might be the only time my shirt's on.
And you know what they say about love. If at first you don't succeed, cry, cry, cry again. Bachelor in Paradise premieres tonight.
Super
on
excited.
ABC.
There goes my Monday night.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And Tuesday.
What?
Two-night premiere. I don't know if it's every week or if it's only this week, but this week it's two nights.
Can we just end it in one week and get it over with?
The judge in the Taylor Swift case against the radio host who allegedly groped her during a photo op handed Taylor a bit of a victory on Friday. The judge determined that the radio host did not prove Taylor personally set out to have him fired for allegedly groping and threw out David Mueller's case against her. Swift countersued Mueller, saying she wanted a symbolic $1 and the chance to stand up for other women. The jury will still consider her assault claim. During a stop on his sold-out 24-karat Magic World Tour, Bruno Mars surprised the audience in Auburn Hills, Michigan, and announced that he's donating $1 million from the show to provide aid to the victims of the Flint water crisis, which I think is awesome.
What a cool dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, of course, he was here last night. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were seen at the Ed Sheeran concert held at the Staples Center on Saturday night in Los Angeles. They wore matching black baseball caps to stay incognito, and they were seen cuddling up in a photo shared to Instagram by a fan. One eyewitness says they definitely seemed like they're back together. They cuddled most of the night. She sat on his lap most of the night and shared kisses. They looked like they were having the time of their lives. Jonah Hill didn't respond when he was asked in an interview if he's still considered the fat guy in Hollywood after his dramatic weight loss.
But are you still considered the fat guy when you go to a party or anything? Because I run into that a whole lot. I'm the fat one. Okay. So are you the fat guy in Hollywood still? Or is everybody like look at you and they're like, oh, wow, you know, this is great. Now you're healthy.
Do you have any other questions that are smart?
He was not
having...
I think
that's a... Okay, listen, that's a decent question because everybody still kind of does... We do, don't we?
Yeah, I think it's so funny that he would ask that, but also really true.
I mean, I think as a comedian or, like, you know, an actor like that, he could, like, laugh it off.
Yeah. Mel B's ex-nanny has claimed the former Spice Girl acted as a cameraman to film their alleged threesomes with her estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte. 26-year-old Lorraine Gills claimed that she had sex multiple times a week with the singer and felt very uncomfortable about being filmed romping with the couple. The married German babysitter filed a 128-page libel lawsuit that hit back at Mel's allegations that Lorraine had an affair with Stephen behind her back and aborted his baby. Lorraine claimed that the couple had footage of their threesomes on their mobile phones and that she is petrified they will be leaked online. Tom Cruise was injured during stunt on the set of Mission Impossible 6. The 55-year-old actor was in London yesterday when he attempted to leap from a rigging onto a building. He fell short of the mark and hit the building pretty hard on the side. After he slammed into the building, he was left hanging in the air for a moment. He then tried to limp away before he collapsed. He limped back to the edge of the building, and that's where he was pulled away by crew members on the safety team. According to TMZ, Tom Cruise tried and failed his building stunt jump at least twice.
I wouldn't even do it one time.
No
one
way.
Time I would be done if I didn't clear it.
According to the Jones Creek Police Department, there is no new information proving that R. Kelly is running an illegal cult in Atlanta.
Told you!
Despite claims from a city official. On Friday, Fulton County Chairman John Eaves told the media the police department had new evidence against R. Kelly to launch a new investigation. R. Kelly's camp is furious with Eaves over his news conference, saying R. Kelly is outraged at the insinuation he's doing anything wrong and believes Eaves is using the situation for his own personal gain.
Are you ready to apologize?
I believe I can fly.
No, I still 100% believe R. Kelly is running a cult.
You know
it may not be illegal. Those women may have said, it's R. Kelly. I'll live with him and do whatever he wants. I love being a brain dead sex zombie. They very well could have done that, but...
This is a terrible apology to R. Kelly right now. I'm throwing it out there that if you and anybody else that wanted to go after him want to apologize, this would be a good time.
I'm a brain dead sex zombie.
I believe I can fly. That's what they sound like.
You think Taylor Swift doesn't have a whole army of like people? She could lead a giant cult and you'd be like, I volunteer as tribute.
100%. That's the garbage.